USA Radio News with Wendy King.
New York has sent the National Guard to help the city of New Rochelle to deal with the coronavirus. That's where the nation has the biggest cluster of cases, more than 100 people infected. Governor Cuomo has announced what he called a containment area in a section of New Rochelle. It extends in a one-mile radius from the epicenter of the Westchester outbreak. Health Commissioner Dr. Howard Zucker says large gathering places are being closed for 2 weeks, beginning March 12th.
And one of the places where people gather together, particularly, is the school systems and schools.
Governor Cuomo said those spots will receive a stringent cleaning.
We're also going to use the National Guard to deliver food, to help with the cleaning of public spaces.
Cuomo acknowledged it is a dramatic action, but said it was literally a matter of life and death. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you can relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. The great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So, yes, they can help share your needs, too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Former Vice President Joe Biden has won Michigan's Democratic primary, seizing a key battleground state that helped propel Bernie Sanders' insurgent candidacy 4 years ago. Biden also won Missouri and Mississippi. Sanders had been hoping to pull off a victory in Michigan, where his win 4 years ago lent much-needed credibility to his 2016 primary challenge with Hillary Clinton. The state is also vitally important since President Trump's win there was so narrow 4 years ago. Democrats are hoping to show they have the strength to flip it back. Stocks have recouped most of their historic losses from Monday as Wall Street hopes that the government will try to cushion the economic pain from the coronavirus. The Dow Jones Industrial Average shot up 1,167 points, the S&P 500 was up 135, and the NASDAQ jumped up 393 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The IRS has partnered with the Free File Alliance, which is a group of companies that is providing free online tax preparation. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Preparing your taxes can be a headache. For many taxpayers, it doesn't have to come with a cost, too. Between public and private options, both online and in person, there are a number of options for free preparation and filing. For about 70% of the nation's taxpayers, those with an adjusted gross income of under $69,000 or less in 2019, the IRS has a program called the IRS File Free Program. Now, you can check it out on the IRS website if you're interested. Now, let's say you've done your taxes and this year you're getting a big return. Maddie Dupler is the president of Forward Strategies and a fellow with the National Taxpayers Union. She says those big returns are not ways to depend on money every spring.
Depending on your tax refund is not a personal finance strategy. Put another way, this is literally just money you are giving interest-free to the government for an entire year when you certainly could be doing more with that money for your own personal financial future, particularly after the changes that were made in the law in 2017. Changes to the withholding components in the law made sure that Americans got more money back in their paycheck every month, $100 or $200 for the typical American every single month. So think about what you could do with that money. Rather than letting the government hold on to it for you, you could be investing that. You could be saving it. You could be using it to pay down debt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.